The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Doreen Ampofo
and Yvonne Atilego.
In the headlines, Supreme Court delivered judgment in matter between EC and PPP today. GBC to start presidential encounter with independent candidate Jacob Oseyebua. President Mahama plans to establish tomato processing factory at Ofenso North to prevent tomato glut during bumper harvest. And FBI clears U.S. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton of criminality in latest batch of emails. The news in detail. The Supreme Court will today rule in the matter between the Electoral Commission and the Progressive People's Party, PPP. The EC by a motion is seeking to quash the High Court's ruling to allow Dr. Papakwesi Indom to amend his nomination forms. The High Court in Accra presided over by Justice Eric Chebafo on the 28th of last month ruled in favor of Dr. Indom. The EC, not satisfied with the decision, filed a motion challenging the ruling at the Apex Court. The Supreme Court had earlier ordered both the EC and the PPP to tender soft copies of their written submissions by close of work last Friday.
And now to the campaign trail. The flag bearer of the Progressive People's Party, Dr. Papakwesi Indom, has announced that he has plans to establish cashew factories in the Bono Ahafo region to boost the industry and create more jobs for the youth. According to him, unlike his political opponents, he is not asking to be voted into power before he delivers on his promises, but he is already in the business of providing jobs. Dr. Indom said this when he addressed separate rallies in the Techima North and Winti constituencies in the Bono Ahafo region. Correspondent John Sam Arthur has more in this report.
The PPP presidential candidate was in Bono Ahafo to reinforce his message of hope to the people and the need for them to vote him into power to deliver better governance. He was accompanied by some national and regional executives of the PPP. His latest visit saw him addressing supporters at Sobodom and Ofuman in the Techiman North constituency and Wenchi Zongo in the Wenchi constituency. He also made a short stopover at Subinso, also in Wenchi, where he made donations at two funerals. At most of the stops, he was met by enthusiastic supporters amidst brass band music, dance, and chanting of PPP slogans. Dr. Indom specially introduced the PPP parliamentary candidates Ibrahim Kofi Mafo for Techima North and Ibrahim Musa for Winchi during the interactions. Dr. Indom said cashew cultivation started in Bono Ahafo, but due to lack of support for the industry, nothing much has been achieved, with foreigners rather enjoying the little benefits. He therefore said we'll not only establish cashew factories, but we'll set up an effective cashew development board to ensure growth in the sector.
Cashew, our bronze apple, or your heart and a cashew. That's what Sir Eber went to her. That's your human or he. Cashew, so what is a mappy? It's a cashew when she out one day. Let the Democrat one day. The Progressive People's Party, Eber Benema, when she cashew factory, Eber.
The PPP presidential candidate added that he does not make empty promises but goes on to keep his word. He therefore urged voters to try the PPP, which will deliver them from the ills plaguing life in Ghana. Dr. Indom stressed that a vote for him and PPP parliamentary candidate is a vote for jobs, improved education and health, good roads and adequate electricity to power industry, among others. It will therefore be more beneficial if they vote for a competent presidential candidate like Dr. Indom, who will ensure that within 4 years they will see massive improvements in their lives. Dr. Indom and his team have since departed Bono Ahafo for the Upper West region. For Radio Ghana, John Samantha reporting.
Now, the people of Akumadan and Afanchoy in the Ofenso North district of the Ashanti region are to benefit from a tomato processing factory to bring to an end the huge post-harvest losses. The people are famous for growing tomatoes on a large scale almost throughout the year. President Mahama dropped the hint when he addressed separate rallies at Akumadan and Abofo. Pascal Ndadebo reports.
Akumadan is the capital of Ofinsu North District. The mention of Akumadan brings to memory the town's expertise in agricultural activities, particularly the growing of tomatoes. It is worth noting that about 90% of indigenous of Akumadan are tomato farmers. Their greatest wish is to have a factory that will process their tomatoes for domestic use and for export. What government has done is to provide them with irrigation pumps to enable them to farm even in the dry season. At a Deba, the chief of Akumadan, Nana Ekiama Boateng, placed a request for a tomato factory aside from few bad roads he would want government placed under the Cocoa Roads program.
The good thing about Akumadan mine, the Juma here, you post. In post, you are here, you do not be a bubble tree, you should not. Your best friend, no man can you, and you put one in Bolshe, you bring your factory, you are half. Now, at your process, you put my dry produce, now, at your phone, at your.
President Mahama said government already has plans of setting up a factory in Akumadan, but before then, it is prudent to ensure that the tomatoes are produced in large quantities all year round to guarantee the effectiveness of the factory.
We are starting from supply side. So, also, we are using projects here. You are not going to be a problem. I said, sir, first, we will use 60 acres. We will use, I said, sir, you are catching on some class in the second phase, no? Second phase near 120 hectares of land. Under irrigation. The irrigation project I'm a
factor, no, it's me, Ofinsu North has always had an interesting voting pattern. In 2012, candidate John Mahama won the presidential elections in the Ofinsu North constituency with a little above 16,000 votes. Nana Dodankwa followed closely with about 100 votes less. With a parliamentary seat, the MPP candidate Augustine Intim won. The NDC candidate is also the DCE for the area. Having interacted with few of the indigenes, I noticed their interest to vote the NDC candidate Samuel Kojo Apiakubi in December. According to them, even as DCE, Mr. Apiakubi has single-handedly championed development projects in the area, which the incumbent has not been able to do in 8 years. An MPP youth, Emmanuel Dodu, tells me why he has decided to vote for JM and Samuel Apiakubi.
Yetu ye ni thinking kasi kwesi e frantish ye ma. Se si e wa ma e kurona sesan. Ye kwa kwa ane so ye hun se school kakra kebi si wo. A e se ye enam omampengini John Dramani Mahama so. Ena ye mfuo mu kwa ye ahu duwe ni nina asu se se na da roma. A e kis kabre no di greda ama onabu kwa jo Apiakubi. A wo yi kwa ene ema ye. Si si e tenafe ti ye din se ye ye ni piti fuo duwe njis ye muwana. Ene ya sisa ya geni. Se owa NDC nuwe ye nyumapaya. Beko hako buwana manatu waso. Ne ye jaye ye paiti na. Atu wesan si ye paiti no. Anye biya wabe mfiye ngoche. Ye huini mpuntu. Se ye mla ye mpesu yaso. Na public toilet kula ye ntimiye nye biya. E de ntino wase mkini se. Ubi ye NDC ntimi mwano. Ema ne nkosro.
The NDC says it's operation 1 million votes and the capture of 9 more parliamentary seats in the Ashanti region continues unabated.
The CPP flag bearer Ivor Greenstreet says Ghana under his leadership will invest in wind energy wherever feasible to produce wind power to feed industries. He said the CPP government will also revamp and retool the Tema oil refinery to meet international standards. Addressing party supporters at the Sujaman in the Eastern region on the first day of his 3-day campaign tour, Mr. Greenstreet said the current NDC government and the MPP administration have all failed to add up to the country's energy mix, hence the challenge that the country is facing in the energy sector. He urged the electorate not to buy into the lies and vain propaganda by the NDC and the MPP, and instead vote for the CPP. Phyllis Kofi has filed this report.
Mr. Greenstreet's convoy was met by hundreds of motor riders at Kwong, who led him all the way to the rally ground. While some struggled to catch a glimpse of Mr. Greenstreet, others pushed and shoved to grab party t-shirts, giving the police a hectic time to control them. Mr. Greenstreet said if successive governments had the vision that Dr. Nkrumah had, Ghana would not be struggling to solve the challenges that it is going through presently. He urged the electorate to make good use of the opportunity they have now by voting the CPP to bring the transformation they so badly needed.
For the last few years, that doomsaw has been our problem. And you know that from the north all the way to Adan, we have the Volta River. And all the way along this river, we have a mountain range, just like this mountain that you see there. And because it's a mountain range, it becomes what is called a trough. And all the way along this trough, there is something called wind. The Convention People's Party, all the way along this 1,000 kilometers, is going to install wind turbines, 9,900 of them. Ghana will be able to produce 9,000 megawatts of energy.
The parliamentary candidate for Isuojamang, Ivananama Andofo, who is equally physically challenged, said the so-called two major parties for the past 24 years have done nothing for the people of Isuojamang. She said her disability is not inability and urged the electorate to vote her to bring the desired change that they want. The first vice chairperson of the CPP, Hajia Hamdatu Ibrahim, highlighted why the CPP stands tall among all the parties. Mr. Greenstreet's campaign tour of the Eastern Region enters its second day today.
Phyllis Kofi filed that report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Supreme Court delivered judgment in matter between EC and PPP today. GBC to start presidential encounter with independent candidate Jacob Oseyebua. President Mahama plans to establish tomato processing factory at Ofensu North to prevent tomato glut during bumper harvest. And FBI clears U.S. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton of criminality in latest batch of emails.
The rest of the news. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, will today hold a presidential encounter with independent candidate in the December election, Jacob Oseyebua. The one-on-one with Mr. Oseyebua is expected to focus on issues and tell Ghanaians what his government will do differently to address the country's challenges if given the mandate. Explaining preparations in place, Chairman of GBC's Political Broadcast Committee, Ebenezer Mpabin, said GBC is collaborating with the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, and receiving support from Star Ghana.
We are looking at a gender and socially inclusive audience in the studio who would ask questions. We were very careful in crafting this concept. Most of the time, it is the politicians who are talking. So we created this opportunity where the electorate, the people you want to govern, would be given, deliberately given the opportunity to quiz you.
Explaining modalities for the debate, Mr. Mpabin said GBC will allot equal time to each candidate as the constitution mandates the state broadcaster.
Equal access to political parties to market their policies and programs to the people and presidential candidates. Does it preclude or exclude presidential debates? It's also a platform. It's also a platform. And when they come, it must be equal. We have strategically broken our presidential debates or the platforms that are offering these candidates into. The first one, they will appear one after the other. And if it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours for everybody. Then with the presidential debate proper, we'll apportion the time equally. So that one will be in fulfillment of Article 55. So for us, we believe so much that it falls rightly on our lap. As for the challenges of organizing, we know. That is why we are cooperating with the NCCE. We are working with NCCE closely, a close collaboration to ensure its success. You know, they also hold presidential dialogue. Mm-hmm. And this time around, given the shortness of time, We are collecting them into one, and we'll be able to organize a solid one so that you see the parties, presidential candidates, and the independent presidential candidates that we have do not have enough time between now and December. So that if you have different organizations or institutions organizing different events for them, it will not be convenient for them, because you see, they have strategies. They know where they need to go.
At what time?
Yeah. And if you're going to have too many of these, it will be a problem. So we have collapsed our program into one so that we have a solid entity is on the ground everywhere in Ghana.
Chairman of GBC's Political Broadcast Committee, Ebenezer Mpabin, today's one-on-one presidential encounter with independent candidate Jacob Oseyebua will be held at GTV Studios in Accra at 7 p.m. GBC will subsequently provide all presidential candidates the same platform.
Meanwhile, international election observers from the National Democratic Institute join an assessment of Ghana's readiness for the December polls, say it is inconceivable and surprising that a party struggling to occupy the presidency will not take advantage of a debate platform to sell its message. The election observers are therefore appealing to presidential candidates contesting the polls in December to avail themselves to be assessed by voters on the media and debate platforms such as the one being organized by the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. According to the delegation, such platforms provide a critical discourse to the democratic process because it gives opportunity for citizens to clearly understand candidates' manifestos and ask their own questions. Dr. Christopher Fumonyo speaks for the election observers.
I think that if on every news hour, the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation announces to the Ghanaian people that we have extended invitation to the following candidates to present themselves for a discussion, that at some point the public is going to help you exert enough pressure on this candidate to show up. We also appeal to the candidates to take advantage of this platform, because if they're wrong to serve Ghana, it's because they're interested in serving the Ghanaian people, and we think it is only but rational or reasonable that they present their platforms, their manifestos, their plans and projects to the Ghanaian people through opportunities that can be presented by the media.
Dr. Christopher Fumonyo is an international election observer from the National Democratic Institute. The Deputy Ashanti Regional Director of the Electoral Commission, Lawrence Sapong, has reiterated the need for all stakeholders to cooperate with the Commission by playing their respective roles effectively and efficiently. He has also cautioned political parties and their candidates to avoid intimidating the electorate or prevent qualified people from exercising their franchise. Mr. Sapong said this at a peace concert organized by the Youth Council of the St. Mary's Immaculate Conception Catholic Church at South Suntreso, a suburb of Kumase. Correspondent Georgina Ama Ankuma has filed this report.
The peace concert brought together about six singing groups from the Kumasi metropolis. Dignitaries at the concert took turns to reiterate the need to protect and preserve the peace currently being enjoyed in the country. Mr. Sapong said ensuring a peaceful and credible election is a shared responsibility. It is therefore imperative for all stakeholders to play their respective roles effectively and efficiently. He said the EC will deliver credible, fair and transparent polls on December 7. As part of measures to ensure a successful election, the EC is providing 2 BVD machines to each polling station, enhance recruitment and training for electoral officials, increase number of polling stations, among others. Mr. Sapong therefore called on security personnel to act fairly and arrest election offenders, irrespective of their political affiliation. He also called on the media to be circumspect in its reportage to prevent any troubles. The Member of Parliament for Nshaesu, Dr. Richard Anani, urged the youth not to allow themselves to be used by politicians for acts of violence. He said democracy is about having divergent opinions. As such, it is imperative for people to tolerate each other before, during and after the December polls. Dr. Anani said politicians themselves are united in spite of their political differences. There is therefore no need for their supporters and sympathizers to see their opponents as enemies. The president of the Youth Council, Albert Owusu-Buache, challenged the youth to be ambassadors of peace.
Georgina Amakoma filed that report.
The Vice President, Bakwesiye Mr. Arthur, has commissioned an ultra-modern 30-unit classroom block for the Keta Senior High Technical School, Keta School. The classroom block, which has other ancillary facilities, is an initiative of the late President, Professor John Evans Atta-Mills, through the Get Fund Schools Under Trees and Emergency Intervention Program. Commissioning the project, Mr. Mr. Arthur noted that government remains committed to providing basic infrastructure in all schools across the country for quality education delivery. Correspondent Elomiao Ai has filed this report.
The 30-unit classroom block has two edifices. The first is named the Professor John Evans Atta-Mills Center for Educational Excellence, while the other block is christened Captain Kojo Chikata Center for Educational Fulfillment. The block were named after the two for being initiators of the project. The Vice President urged both students and teachers of the school to make good use of the new facility to enhance academic work. He stated that government has resolved to expand access to schools by deliberately increasing the number of schools in the country through policies like the community-based senior high schools. Mr. Emisa Arthur also urged the youth to venture into science and technical education to acquire requisite skills to work in the country's oil and gas sector, stressing that most of the workers in the industry are expatriates.
We are expanding access so that everybody in Ghana can have education. With education, you can compete in the world. With education, especially if you can change the priorities in education from just humanities to technical and vocational. Technical education is important. Science education is important. That's where the world is going. So some of you must shift into science-based education, technical education, then the vocational education, because those are important things for some of the dynamic sectors of our economy now. Oil and gas is a major part of our economy, and for the next 40, 50 years, oil production and gas would be the sector that drives the economy of our country. So our educational system must meet the challenges of the time and meet the needs of our economy. Then Ghana will become a prosperous country where our people will benefit from the resources that God has made available to us.
The headmaster of Keta Senior High Technical School, Sida Nukwau, lauded the government and all stakeholders who contributed towards the realization of the project. He pledged to ensure that the facilities put good use to promote educational excellence that the school is noted for.
We will not hide the fact that we have become a veritable distinguished school with the latest addition. We will create, His Excellency will promise you more excellent grades. We shall be more disciplined. We shall turn out more medical officers, agri technicians, food technologists, teachers, nurses, politicians of rare merit, star sportsmen and women, business people, beauticians, etc.
The headmaster of Keta School, Seda Nukwau, ending that report by Elom Yao Ai.
So far in Israel, Boko Haram jihadists have killed two soldiers and razed down a village adjoining the northeast Nigerian town of Chibok, where the group kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls 2 years ago. A group of Boko Haram gunmen arrived in Akwara, 10 kilometers from Chibok, on Saturday and torched homes after looting food supplies.
The FBI says it has found no evidence of criminality in a new batch of Hillary Clinton's emails boosting her campaign 2 days before the election. The FBI Director James Comey told Congress his agency's review had found nothing to alter its original conclusion.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has accused the FBI of impropriety after it once again exonerated his rival Hillary Clinton of criminal conduct on her emails. The Republican nominee cried foul within moments of learning about the law enforcement bureau's decision at a rally in some Detroit suburbs, Mr. Trump insisted it would have been impossible for the FBI to review what has been reported to be as many as 650,000 emails in such a short time.
Now to end the main point again, the Supreme Court will today rule in the matter between the EC and the PPP on the disqualification of the party's presidential candidate. TBC, in collaboration with the NCCE, will today start an encounter with presidential candidates. President Mahama has hinted of plans to establish a tomato factory at Ofenso North in Ashanti to prevent post-harvest losses in the area. And Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has been cleared by the FBI of any criminality in latest batch of emails. The news was presented by Yvonne Atilego
and Doreen Ampofo in Accra.